Today, April 29th, is the feast day of one of the greatest women saints in the history of the Church, St. Catherine of Siena, who was born in the year 1347 at one of the darkest moments in the history of the world and in the history of the Church. St. Catherine became a beacon of light in a very difficult century. One of the reasons why the century was so difficult was because of the plague called the Black Death, which killed about almost one-third of Europe, and in some places 50% of people in certain towns or villages passed away because of the plague. Catherine was born right at the time when the plague was at its worst. She, however, survived along with many of her brothers and sisters. You might remember that Catherine was the youngest of 25 children in her family. She was a very intelligent, cheerful young woman. She was deeply religious from an early age. She began having mystical experiences at the young age of 6. Her mother wanted her to marry, but Catherine knew that she was called to be a bride of Christ. And so when her mother said, "You must be more presentable so that the young men will fall in love with you," she cut off most of her hair so she would be less attractive to the young men of the village. At the age of 18, she entered the Third Order of St. Dominic, and she was able to wear the Dominican habit, and she lived at home at this time. And for the next 3 years, she lived in her room, living a life of prayer and penance. It was at this point when our Lord entered into a spiritual betrothal with Catherine, and Catherine was given an invisible wedding ring from Christ. Pretty soon, followers began to gather around Catherine. Many people would come to her for advice. She would dictate letters to the Pope and to other people, and she helped to encourage a crusade against the Turks to win back the Christian Holy Land. She also, during this time, began to leave her home and go out into the streets during the plague to help the poor people who were dying in the streets. It was at this time when the Pope had left Rome to go to France. It was called the Avignon Papacy, a period of 75 years when the popes, for political reasons and for fear and for other reasons, had left Rome. Catherine knew it was God's will for the Pope to be in Rome, and so she continued to dictate letters to the Pope and spent 4 months trying to convince the Pope to eventually move back to Rome, which he did. Well, this brought about what was called the Western Schism. So it seems to have made matters worse temporarily, and yet, of course, greater good eventually came out of it. The Western Schism was when 3 different men claimed to be Pope. One, of course, was the authentic Pope, and 2 were anti-popes. It was a very difficult discernment period for the people in different countries. They weren't sure who was the true Pope. But Catherine gave her whole life as a victim soul for unity for the Church, and always supported the legitimate and the true Pope. She received the stigmata in the year 1375 when she was visiting in the town of Pisa. Many people were converted just by seeing Catherine and her holiness. In fact, thousands of people just at the sight of Catherine of Siena wanted to go to confession and come back to the sacraments or be converted to the Catholic faith. During her life, she dictated over 400 letters, many of which were written to the popes in showing her support and her prayers. She also dictated 2 books of her mystical experiences. We know them now as the Dialogues of St. Catherine of Siena. Catherine herself never learned how to write, and yet she was declared a doctor of the Church in the year 1970. She was the second woman doctor of the Church. The first was Teresa d'Avila, and just a few years ago, Therese the Little Flower was declared a doctor of the Church as well. So she's one of the 3 women doctors of the Church. She died at the young age of 33 in the year 1380 and was canonized in the year 1451. So but she truly is one of the greatest women saints in the history of the church. And her great, I think what she's especially known for was her personal love for Christ, her union with Christ, and the spiritual marriage that she had, and the fact that she was so supportive of the papacy and wanted unity in the church and wanted people to support and be loyal to the vicar of Christ, because she knew that if people were loyal to the Pope, they were being loyal to Christ himself, because the Pope is the visible representative of Christ. Now I'll give you a blessing with the relic of St. Catherine. Through the intercession of St. Catherine of Siena, may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.